This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are going to start with the Fed as we try to wrap up the week that was. Felix Salmon from Reuters and Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post are in our New York bureau. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, acknowledging that they were doing this in real time, and as you peruse either the minutes or summaries thereof, the transcripts, rather, what's your sense of how they did?
You kind of get the sense that they were like in the middle of a car wreck. I think Bernanke actually used this phrasing at some point in a speech recently, that they're kind of at points just trying to keep from driving off the bridge, and they're not really aware of the gravity of the situation. And then in retrospect, they can look back and say, wow, that was actually really, really scary.
We survived.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you also get the sense that some of them were a little bit more nonchalant.
Right.
About how difficult things were. So
some of them actually wanted to raise rates in 2008,
I know.
Blows my mind. And I think the main lesson which I brought take from all this is that they had no idea how serious it was.
Right.
The credit crisis starts in 2007. Bear Stearns goes bust in March 2008. And even through the fall and summer of 2008, they think the economy is growing when
after
it is not.
After Lehman. Well,
yeah, Bernanke, Bernanke actually says, the day after Lehman Brothers, Bernanke says, I think our policies are actually working pretty well here.
They think that what they do is they react to the financial crisis with these financial tools. They throw liquidity into the banking system. But they don't cut rates because they think the broader economy is actually okay.
Catherine, on that point, were they thinking about the right things? If you do a word cloud, and I'm sure this is out there somewhere, over all of 2008, inflation is mentioned, 2,664 times. Unemployment is mentioned 275 times. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm not sure that's the best comparison right now because employment was not super scary at that time.
It got a lot worse the following year. Yeah, but
it had already started going down, right? Yeah, I mean, they talk a lot about a credit crisis. They talk about panic. They talk about other keywords that, and not all of them, to be fair, but Bernanke, who is the great historian of these types of scary financial crisis episodes, particularly the Great Depression. He talks about this, the same with Yellen. So not all of them had their eye on the prize, I would say.
Yeah.
But the likely suspects who you would expect to have cared about some of the really terrible possible scenarios were talking about it.
Felix, along those lines, Janet Yellen, the current chair of the Fed, comes off looking pretty good. She said things are going to get worse, way worse.
She called it earlier than just about anyone else. She has... One of the reasons everyone was so wanted her to be the new Fed chair is precisely because she got this episode right and much more right than anyone else on the committee.
Biggest surprise, Catherine, out of this?
Biggest surprise. That's
Take a minute. I'll go to Felix.
I don't know. There were a few mentions that didn't look so great. I guess there was one moment, I think, when they were calling an emergency meeting and Mishkin couldn't attend because he was on the slopes.
Fred Mishkin, like a nice little piece of color there.
Yeah. But
my biggest surprise was the September 16 meeting when those of us who had been covering the news all weekend realized how panicked there was. Tim Geithner, who was the president of the New York Fed, couldn't turn up because he was too busy putting out fires with AIG. And even then, even though the world was literally crumbling around our ears and Lehman had just failed and had no idea, you know, that the world was coming to an end, they kind of said, well, you know, I think maybe we might want to think about raising swap lines. You know, they just didn't understand how big of a deal it was.
This is kind of a Heisenberg question, Catherine, and you have to answer it quickly, I'm afraid, because we're almost out of time. How worrisome is it that we are all so intensely scrutinizing these minutes for the next time there's a crisis? Do you think that's going to change behavior?
I don't think so. Okay. I think there's going to be interest in this episode no matter what. Maybe we'll learn from it if heaven forbid, there is a next time.
Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Felix Salmon from Reuters. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks,
Kai.
All right, have a good weekend.